This morning, if you have your Bibles, we're going to look quickly at a passage in Luke chapter 2. And aware of the time, we are probably going to end up finishing this morning's sermon tonight. So don't miss out on the sermon that we're going to be having this evening. But we're talking about joy today. Aren't you thankful for the joy that we have in the Lord? Amen. Amen. Praise God. We pick up the Star series where we left off just a couple of weeks ago. And again, I just want to make mention of the amazing job that our children did in ministry last week as they presented the really, really, really good news and did a fine job. And again, all of the volunteers and all the work that goes into making that happen. Church, that doesn't just happen in a day or a couple of weeks, right? That takes a lot of work. And so again, we're thankful for all of the work that went into making that happen. And then also the great time of celebration at the Singspiration last Sunday night. God is doing really neat stuff. But to recap where we've been, and we've been walking through the season of Advent, and it's a season of preparation and expectation and purposeful focus as we move toward the celebration of Christmas and of Christ's arrival. And our guiding symbol, as we've been talking about through this series, is the Christmas star. And just as the star of Bethlehem drew the wise men toward the Savior thousands of years ago, that same star guides our focus, if you will, on a spiritual journey of hope, of love, of joy, and peace that all connect us to the morning star, the light of the world, who is Jesus Christ. As church, we never want to forget what Christmas is all about. Christmas is all about the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? He is the greatest gift this world has ever received. And as we continue to follow the star towards Christmas, it leads us today to focus on a journey of joy. Joy can be the fuel that brightens our journey, if you will, and it is a fascinating concept. Joy is often misunderstood because I think sometimes it gets confused, where we get joy confused with happiness. And while the two sound very similar and are expressed often as the same thing, church, I would argue that joy and happiness are, in fact, different things we experience in life. To explain, I believe happiness is an emotion that we feel in response to something that has happened that is really good. It's not a bad thing at all. Amen? How many like to be happy? Oh, come on now. We got a bunch of Grinches in the house or something. Come on now. We like to be happy because the other side of that coin ain't so happy. That was terrible grammar, but that's all right. We want to be happy. We want to experience that emotion in life, but how many know that happiness is somewhat contingent upon what we're walking through in that moment? And that's where joy is different from happiness. Where happiness is kind of a responsive emotion, joy is something we live in 24/7. How does that happen, Pastor? Because it's that idea of remembering, or that truth of remembering, that even while we might be walking through a situation of pain, or a situation of confusion, or a situation of brokenness, we know where our hope is today. That is in Jesus Christ. Amen? That this too shall pass. That we will overcome. Come on, somebody. Get with me. I realize we're just 7 minutes away from noon. That's okay. This is just an intro to tonight. Come on now. Stay with me here. Our stomachs are growling. That's why. Rusty Tractor's calling. Or Subway. Or whatever. Man, that chicken fried chicken out there, Donna, whoo! Good stuff. It's not helping my waist. Get back on track, Pastor. Anyway, so here's the deal. We like to be happy. But can I argue that it's better to be joyful? Because that is a state of mind that we live in no matter what we walk through. And that state of mind, it becomes our reality when we realize all that Christ has done for us and all that Christ has in store for us. Amen. Because we've experienced good things, amen, in Jesus. Oh boy, that was really weird. I mean, I said, we've experienced really good things in Jesus to this point, amen? But can I tell you, the best is yet to come. Amen? And these are truths that we should have deeply rooted in our minds and in our hearts, because listen to me, guys, I know we're going to walk through tough situations. I know we're going to walk through difficult circumstances. I realize that we're going to experience brokenness in life. That is part of living in this world. How many know what I'm talking about? And sometimes in those points, it's hard for that joy to rise up. But listen to me, as we walk through those moments, never forget that Jesus is there walking with you. Amen. That the Holy Spirit is inside you. It's that same Spirit, guys, that raised Christ from the dead, that lives within you. Think about that. That same power, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. You know, in our mindset, death is it. That's the final deal. Game over. You're not coming back. Once the tomb is sealed, that's it, right? I mean, in our mental... Listen, Christ walked out of that grave as if nothing had happened to him. Amen. That same power, that same Spirit is what now lives in you. That Holy Spirit is there, guys. And no matter what you walk through, no matter what situation you might face, His Spirit is there. Luke chapter 2 verse 9 shows us an awesome account of joy taking place. We know the Christmas story. We know the characters that are involved. I'm just kind of skimming through here just real quick to get to our text, and then we'll get into our main points this evening. But the message, what I just shared with you, is a message that our world deeply needs to hear. The message of joy. The message that no matter what you face, God's with you and God's got you. Man, I'm just terrible grammar all over the place. That's okay. Let's pick this up in Luke chapter 2, verse 9. It says, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Well, that doesn't sound very joyful. See, what's going on in this situation is that the shepherds are about to receive an invitation from the angels to come and see what God has done. Right? And it says, going on, the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great what? Great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The angel had good news for these guys. News that would cause joy for all the people, as Scripture says. The angel and his group came in peace with the world's greatest birth announcement. But first they had to help get the shepherds over their fear. Have you noticed that in Scripture that when angels appear, that's one of the first things that they have to address is don't be afraid? There was this fear associated there with their appearing, and then they began to speak to them about the joy, the announcement, the good news that was coming. And then after he told them the good news, suddenly the whole sky was filled with angels. They erupted with joy. And Luke continued on saying, suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. In Luke chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. These angels had come to the shepherd to announce the coming of our Savior. Now, can you imagine what these guys were walking through? I mean, they were kind of the forgotten class. They were kind of the sideliners. They didn't get much attention. I mean, they hang out with the sheep all day. They're in the fields. They're with the flock. They're just kind of shepherds. And then suddenly, I mean, this is a night like no other night. But to these shepherds, before this happened, it was a night like every other night. But then suddenly an angel appears to them and rocks their world. Think about this for a minute. They're in the fields, kind of hanging out, kind of chilling, you know, just chilling out. Every once in a while there's a sheep making a sheep noise. Bah. Right? having their conversation. And an angel appears, tells them there's good news, tells them what's going on. And then suddenly, it's like party time, right? The sky is filled with angels celebrating the birth of Christ. I would have loved to have seen something like that. Amen? Why the hype? Why all this kind of stuff? Because Christ had come. We scratched the surface on this a little bit when we talk about Christ as he came, changed the reality of this world. Guys, listen to me. Believer or unbeliever, Jesus changed it all for all. Think about this for a minute. Take the life of an unbeliever right now. So maybe somebody has made that conscious decision to not believe in God or not believe in Jesus. Do you understand today that Christ coming to this earth has impacted their life in ways they can't even imagine? If you look at the work that the church has done throughout our world, you would see how it has absolutely changed different things, how it has impacted different sectors and different areas of the world, how it's had its influence on our laws and constitution for the United States. Jesus is in everything. He changed it all. And as believers, we understand today all that he has changed, and that brings us joy. Or should anyway. But for those who have yet to accept him, for those who have yet to believe in him, they still are looking for that joy. They're still trying to navigate through life, trying to figure out what the difference is between joy and happiness. Trying to figure out how can somebody look at a passage in James, and we'll get to that tonight, that says, count it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kind. Hello? How is that even possible? How is that even doable? Well, we'll discover that tonight as we talk about joy, as we walk through times of pain, as we talk through situations that leave us scratching our heads thinking, why did that just happen? All I can tell you is this, church. The arrival of Jesus changed everything and has brought us joy. Amen? Has brought us joy. And before we close out this morning, because I know we're right at straight up noon, but listen to me. I want us to bow our heads and close our eyes all across this place. And today's theme is a theme of joy. We're going to be dissecting this a little bit more this evening. And so if you can come back and be a part of that, we sure would love to have you here. But listen to me. I want you to understand that God wants to fill you with joy today. Not just a little bit, but fill you with joy today. The outward circumstances might still be there. The shepherds still had their responsibilities to carry out with this announcement of good news, but suddenly there was great joy for all people in the world. Listen to me. God wants to fill you with joy today. Not just happiness, joy. I want this to sink in for a little bit. God wants to fill you with joy today. And you might be walking through some things right now that you don't feel very joyful in. You might be walking through a season of your life right now that you don't feel very joyful. Maybe it's got you down. Maybe these things have got you looking, more on the saddened or the disheartened side as opposed to being joyful today. God wants to change that in you. He wants to fill you with his joy. His joy becomes our strength. Today, it is possible to count it pure joy when we walk through trials of many kind. That is a possibility, but only in Christ today, and that's the key. We've got to be in Christ. So what I want to talk about here briefly for the next 2 minutes is where you are in Jesus. The good news of Christ coming to this world was news of a relationship that we could have with the Son of God. It was news that Christ had come to save the world of its sins, to give his blood so that we could be forgiven, so that he could change us from the inside out and fill us with joy. That news is the same today as it was yesterday and will forever be. Until he returns. But Jesus wants to fill you with joy, and that joy starts with a relationship with him. And if you don't have a relationship with Christ, I want to invite you in this moment right now. I know we don't have any music playing and such. That's okay. This is just you and the Lord. You'd say, Pastor, I need to be reconnected to Christ. I want to experience His joy today, but I need to get my relationship with Jesus back online. Maybe that's something you've prayed before. Maybe you've never had that opportunity to pray that prayer and ask Christ into your heart. But this morning, you want to be reconnected with the Son. If that's you, just right where you're at, would you raise your hand so I can see you and put it right back down? Is there anybody here today? Because I don't ever want to take for granted. Hallelujah. Secondly, all heads bowed, all eyes closed. You desire for God to fill you with joy right here, right now. You've been down, you've been feeling disheartened, whatever the case might be. You need God to restore that joy in you right here, right now. I want to say a prayer with you as well. Would you just raise your hand? Leave them raised. Lots of hands. Leave them raised high. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as today is a day of joy, every day is a day of joy. I don't know the circumstances. I don't know the situations that surround those that have their hands raised right now, but you do. You know everything that's going on in the lives of those with their hands raised. God, we don't make light of those situations. But today, right now, I pray that you would absolutely flood these folks with your joy and with your presence. God, that they would experience something new in their heart and mind right now in Jesus' name. God, that they would receive that good news, that God, even though right now they might be walking through a trial, that right now they might be walking through a season, Lord, we know this too shall pass, and that our joy comes from knowing all of the great things that you have done for us. God, that you have changed our spiritual reality. You have forgiven us. You have set us free. And so we won't walk in defeat. We won't walk in a disheartened mood, but God, we receive your joy today in Jesus' name as we receive the truth that Jesus is our Savior, our Redeemer, and our friend. May your joy reign in the hearts of every person in this room today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.